Hey, JJ, how much fun is this week for you? You get to do this today. You get the softball game on Saturday. You're doing good things for the city.
Yeah, it's great. It's a lot of competition between the players this week, so it's a lot of fun. But I think the coolest part is we're raising a whole bunch of money for a lot of people. So it's really cool, Mr. McNair and the Texans Foundation today, obviously raising a ton of money. And then Saturday is going to be a lot of fun, raising a whole bunch of money for kids. So it's going to be a great week.
You're going to be a guy that talks the most trash, a different guy every year with this tournament. Who is it this year? Who's been chirping?
Well, you tell me. You've been asking everybody the questions. There hasn't been a lot on golf because we're all pretty understanding that none of us are that good. Generally, the quarterbacks and the special teamers are pretty solid at golf. So I would imagine that those guys are pretty – Leckler, of course, also a good softball player. So, but I'm not going to claim to be a good golfer. If I shoot my jersey number, I'm having a damn good day.
What about the buildup going to your softball, your charity classic between the players, the camaraderie slash trash talk?
It has ramped up a lot in the last few days. It's pretty crazy. Guys are breaking in their gloves. Guys are hitting batting cages. It's gotten serious. The defense, we were just talking today, I believe we're 2-1, so we want to keep that streak going. Shane is working hard to keep his home run derby title intact, and I've yet to win it, so I'm trying to get that home run derby title.
Do you get excited after you see who the team drafts and just what kind of talent's being added to the team?
I get excited when I see the guys in action in training camp. You can't tell a whole lot in shorts. You can't tell a lot from college film. You go off of what guys do once they're here. So I think obviously they had a lot of speed. They had a lot of offensive guys. So we're just excited to get those guys out there and teach them how to be a Texan, teach them how to be pros and do whatever we can to help them be great players, because that's what it's all about. As a veteran guy, you want to help develop your young players because they're the guys that are going to help your team out in ways that you may not realize right now.
Jared Creek did a great job for you guys, and now he's a Bronco. Now there's an opportunity for some of these young guys for them to step up and say, what do you think of that group of guys that are all trying to vie for, to play over there?
Yeah, I think we have a good room. I think our room is strong. I think the guys are eager to learn. I think they're eager to go out there and compete with each other. And I think that competition breeds success on the field. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a good group, and now we have Coach Weaver, who's a lot of fun to play for. And looking forward to just gelling with that group.
Do you know what to expect from Coach Weave already?
We've had some fun so far. He's obviously been in the league, and anytime you got a guy who's played in the league and been in the league, he knows kind of the ins and outs of the league. So it's fun when you have that type of coach, and you can work with him and bounce things off of him. So it's been good so far, but we're very young, so it's going to be fun.